Actor Carl Weathers has passed away at the age of 76.
You lost that fight, Rock, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right, I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge.
Weathers is definitely best known for portraying Apollo Creed, the rival turned friend of boxer Rocky Balboa in Rocky. Appeared in four of those films. He's also a former NFL linebacker. He spent one season with the Oakland Raiders before his acting career took off. His family says he died peacefully in his sleep.
Joining us now live for more on the life and legacy of Weathers is WTOP Entertainment editor and reporter Jason Fraley. Jason, my gosh, we don't know, most of us in this generation that we're in, about how important he was to those Rocky movies. Give us some insight.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, we immediately think of Sylvester Stallone with Rocky, but so many of the elements we associate it were actually Carl Weathers' character, Apollo Creed. I mean, the red, white, and blue boxing trunks that Rocky and then, you know, and then Adonis Creed would go on to wear in the sequels started with Apollo in that first one because it was the bicentennial. It came out in 1976. So celebrating that's what this whole match was about, was, you know, this champion, the champion of the world, giving this million to one underdog a shot at the title. And it sort of started out as sort of a, you know, Stallone wrote it after seeing the Ali Wepner fight, and so it was, the character was kind of a spoof of Muhammad Ali, you know, trash talking and everything. Even Joe Frazier, the rival, even gets in the ring and he's like, "You're next, Joe, you're next." Creed in three, all that stuff. But yeah, the whole idea, the reason it was an underdog inspiring, because Rocky said he all he wanted to do was go the distance with Creed. He didn't even have to beat him in that movie, and it was one of those rare movies that was not only the year's top grossing blockbuster, but also won Best Picture. How often does that happen anymore? So yeah, it really was you know, the very fact that him and Stallone convinced us that he didn't need to win in the end of that movie. They're shouting, "I love you, Rocky and Adrian," while Creed is raising his hand in the background. It's just magic that they pulled that off.
And Jason, for me, it's hard to imagine Rocky without Sly Stallone in it, but equally without Carl Weathers. What other roles, though, will he be remembered for? He was in some other pretty good ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Outside of Rocky, I mean, Predator, the action movie where he shared the screen with two future governors, Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura. Star Wars fans remember him in The Mandalorian. He earned an Emmy nomination there on Disney Plus. My favorite was outside of Rocky, was probably Chubbs Peterson and Happy Gilmore with that wooden hand bit off by the alligator, teaching Happy to putt. It's all in the hips. Yeah, and even smiling down him from heaven to Skinner's Tuesday's Gone there at the end, kind of will hit it a little different now. But yeah, I mean, mostly it's Apollo Creed and all those sequels. You know, the rematch was Rocky 2 was against him. Yo, Adrian, I did it. It was him. Rocky 3, he teaches Rocky the eye of the tiger after Mickey dies. You know, them running on the beach, kind of a meme now. And Rocky 4, of course, he comes to the ring dancing to James Brown, Living in America, and is killed in the ring by Ivan Drago, throwing the towel. Kind of that whole there's no easy way out montage. It's the whole reason it's a revenge movie. And then, of course, we can't forget Michael B. Jordan as Carl Weathers, Apollo's son, in the Creed reboots, directed by Ryan Coogler. They would go on to make Black Panther. Ever heard of it? So, I mean, Weathers' legacy just goes on and on to Black Panther, if we really want to add it, you know, connect the dots. It's pretty incredible.
A long career. We appreciate the insight, Jason. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.